Welcome back to our Coach Speak program here on 95.7 KQWC, presented by Carl Otto here on this Monday evening. Quinn Douglas back here on this Monday evening as we have joining us now the head boys track coach of the South Hamilton Hawks, Kyle Galatich, joins us. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Thanks, Quinn. Anytime.
So as we take a look at your schedule here as of recent, you guys on Monday, last Monday sent a 4x2 team over to Waterloo to compete in the Gordievsky Relays, just try to get solidified for the Drake Relays. And then on Thursday, you guys hosted your home meet, a chilly, windy meet, but you guys got it in and performed very well at that meet, I thought at least. And when you look at the last couple of weeks, obviously it's been a little tough with cancellations and weather and whatnot, but how have you felt your team all around has done the last couple of weeks?
I felt they've been doing pretty good. Thursday wasn't a great night to run, so, you know, we always talk about improvement and wanting to improve our times. That was a night where we knew that, you know, we weren't going to see the improvement in times, and it was more just competing against other teams and kind of seeing what other people had run and knowing, okay, well, I need to finish ahead of this person and so on. So it was a good night to get a workout in. It was chilly and windy, but you know, we've had so many canceled that I think we're just kind of grateful to have a track meet.
Mm-hmm. And obviously, the big news is that you guys got three relays into the Drake Relays. You got the 4x1, the 4x2, and that 4x400 that's the reigning state champions out of Class 1A competing at the Drake Relays coming up this weekend. And obviously, you know, getting three relays down as a 2A school isn't very easy to do, as you know, and a lot of people know, for the Drake Relays. But how are you, the athletes that are going to compete in those relays, handling it, and how are they? What are they looking forward to in terms of the experience of the Drake Relays?
I think you kind of hit it on the head there. It's just a matter of experiencing it. These guys have never ran down at the Drake Relays before. You know, they ran down at state track, but, you know, it's a completely different environment. I think they're excited. They've been working hard, and, you know, we haven't run our 4x4 hard since probably the end of March. We did run it Thursday, but with the weather, you knew times weren't going to be great. So, you know, our 3:24.87, I think we've got some room to improve on that. And, you know, I think we know going in that we can compete with the 4A's and the 4x4, and same thing with the 4x2. I mean, we're looking at less than a second between 9th and 20th place. So, I mean, there's a lot of room there. So I think, you know, we cleaned some things up. We ran okay at Waterloo West, but, you know, I still think there's some room for improvement. When we've run our 4x2 and 4x4, we really haven't been pushed much at all this year. So it'll be good. We need that kind of competition to improve us, push us, and to get us improved and make us better.
Well, at least looking at your schedule coming up, you do have a couple opportunities, if the weather holds, that is, that you can really you have a chance to maybe fine-tune some things. You guys are at the Bengal Relays at Gilbert this afternoon, this evening, competing, and then you guys have the Roland Story meet coming up on Thursday evening as well, and that's usually a meet that brings in some good competition as well. And when you look at these meets coming up, you know, first and foremost, is that going to be an opportunity to maybe fine-tune some of those relays for Drake? And other than the Drake races that qualify, what are some other areas you're looking for perhaps improvement or looking for a goal to be reached in those track meets coming up this week?
Yeah, I think tonight at Gilbert, be a good opportunity. There's some good competition there. We'll be running a full lineup, and we'll be running that strong. Thursday, we probably won't be running a full lineup. Those that are going to be running at Drake on Friday will probably be a little bit limited in what they run. So, you know, overall, I just looking at improving, you know, and I know there are some holes in our relays that, you know, can we put together a shuttle hurdle team? And, you know, looking ahead to conference, can we put together a shuttle hurdle team? You know, can we find some people that want a long jump? We've practiced a few things, but there's a big difference between practicing it and implementing it in a meet. So I think just fine-tuning and maybe filling in some of those holes in our relays where we don't have anybody right now. And, you know, again, just kind of competing and seeing where we stand and, you know, what we'll want to do here in the next 2 weeks to get ready for districts.
Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and good luck this week at the Bengal Relays at Roland Story on Thursday and at the Drake Relays.
Thanks, Quinn. Appreciate it.
Yep, that was Kyle Galatich, the head coach of the South Hamilton Hawks boys track team here on our Coach Speak program. Back with more after this on Coach Speak, brought to you by Carl Otto on 95.7 FM.